It's a shoulder lead for Ledecky. She is heading to the wall, and it's going to be Katie Ledecky claiming gold in the women's 200-meter freestyle, 153.73.
That's just another gold medal for Katie Ledecky. That was on Tuesday night, and she's set to win some more gold tonight, and it's just an amazing story. Of course, Michael Phelps, a legendary story, but I think we're watching a legend in the making.
I think so,
with
too.
Katie Ledecky here, only 19 years old, of course, local girl, and we are fortunate enough to speak with one of her coaches from right here in the Washington, D.C. area, Sue Chen. Sue, are you there?
I started coaching at Nation's Capital in March of 2015, so I've been with Bruce for just about almost a year and a half, so I kind of got in, you know, in the middle of all this wonderful stuff happening.
Wow, it's amazing. And tell me what her training is like. How do you train for, because it looks like she's doing something that no one else on our team or anywhere else in the world has figured out how to do.
I know, and she's absolutely spectacular. You know, Bruce refers to her training a lot as, you know, her how she trains consistently every single day, and it's trained behavior. And what I mean by that is, she takes every little thing she does at practice and makes it 100%. And I'm talking the little things, the, you know, the last turn off of every 200 at swim practice. She does a tremendous amount of dolphin kicks and doesn't breathe, you know, the last 8 to 10 strokes going into the wall. And she's just trained herself at you know, in every little thing at practice to make it perfect. So it's not like she trains 40 hours a week in the water and just grind yard. She makes the most out of every minute she's in the water, and I think that's the difference between Katie and other people.
You know, I don't do the swim thing. I do the soccer thing with my daughter. But I mean, you do see these kids that come across your path, and you look at this, and you say, "Wow, now that kid is an athlete. That kid's going to be something." When did you first feel that way about Ledecky?
Well, I think you look at Katie, and yeah, she's tall, right? I mean, she's just about 6 feet tall. But you would not look at her, and she's not muscle-bound, crazy woman. I mean, she's incredibly strong, but you wouldn't look at her and think, man, that girl's an athlete. I mean, if she was dressed in clothes walking down the street, you would probably not give her a second thought.
Hmm.
Again, it comes back to deliberate practice. I mean, consciously making an effort every day and deliberately doing the small things to practice. So when she gets to a swim meet, you know, she's on autopilot. She doesn't need to think about it. You know, we talk to our little kids about Katie a lot, and we just say Katie gives herself, probability-wise, she gives herself the highest chance of success when she gets to a meet because she does everything right, whether or not she didn't get enough sleep, whether or not she doesn't feel good, whatever it is, she always puts in the effort. And that's a hard thing to do every day, to try to wake up and be better than you were yesterday every day of your life. I mean, that's tough.
You mentioned Bruce. I'm guessing you mean Coach Bruce Gemmel, is it pronounced?
Yes,
Georgetown.
Bruce Gemmel.
Georgetown prep location for Nation's Capital Swim Club. And tell me, when she's going through your training, when you're doing all these various meets with the swim club, how important are the Olympics? I mean, it's the pinnacle. I mean, this is what Americans focus on every 4 years. Is this always in the back of your mind? Is it always the goal? And is it discussed about this is all about the Olympics? We're all gearing toward the Olympics.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always in the back of my mind and Katie's mind and Bruce's mind for sure. But I think you can't look too forward. And I'll tell you what, Katie never takes anything for granted. I mean, she had it in her head, but she wouldn't sit here and just kind of assume that she was going to make the Olympics. I mean, she took the trials like everybody else did. You know, she was, mm-hmm. She had to make the team. She had to get her hand on the wall first or second. She knew she had a job. You know, so it's definitely the biggest goal in everybody's brain. But honestly, if you don't start with the little things at practice, then that goal, you know, your probability of success is what I say. The probability of success at the Olympics isn't going to be as high as it is now.
Well, she certainly had a nice rally in that 4x200 relay race, where apparently the speed she added in her leg of the relay was pretty amazing. I mean, she started behind. She ended up like almost 2 seconds ahead.
Must have been going nuts last
night. I
bet
you were going crazy. And what have you ever seen a burst of speed like that?
Yes, I have, and I've seen it by Katie at practice, which is another funny thing. I mean, when she's racing at practice, whether it's, you know, Andrew Gemmell, who is an Olympian himself, or, you know, we have national age group record holders at our practice, she will put her head down and she will get her hand on the wall first.
All right.
And sure, there are some days where Bruce and I and another assistant coach, Matt, we just kind of sit back and watch her and enjoy these moments that we have at practice, because she thrives on that, man. She's like a bull in a bullpen, just waiting to, like, explode. Those are the situations that Katie loves.
All right. Sue Chen is an assistant coach over at Nation's Capital Swim Club, and I bet there's a whole lot of junior Olympians who were inspired by Katie Ledecky. Real fast, we're out of time, but how young is too young, and when can they start knocking on the door over at the Capital Swim Club there?
Anybody is welcome. You know what I mean? I mean, if you're interested, come on over.
Get it started now. All right, excellent. Thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations. Yeah. Enjoy this.
Thank you. We will.
We are too.